Thank you for joining us to hear Brother Tommy Ledford and Brother David Clark with The Truth Ministries on the air every Sunday morning at 8:30 here on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB. Follow them on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you'll find information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another Sunday morning edition of the Truth Ministries radio broadcast here from WBOB Studios. I'm David Clark. It's good to be with you today. I hope that you're up getting ready for church. I hope that you're making the best of this day that the Lord has made. We ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Let's turn in our Bibles this morning. I'm going to be reading all over the place. If you want to follow along with me, you're welcome to. Luke chapter 9, verse 62 is where we're going to start. I want to say that I welcome everyone to the program this morning that's listening via website, via Facebook Live, or by the radio. Everyone from all of our prison facilities that tune in, family, friends, in-laws and outlaws. I appreciate everyone today. Glad that you're all here. And it's exciting to be here on February the 2nd, 2020, and to declare the word of God over the airwaves to anyone who will hear. So let's read Luke chapter 9, verse 62. I'm going to talk about something that is not very popular anymore to talk about, but we're going to talk about it anyways, because if it's the gospel, it's going to make us uncomfortable. It's not always going to feel good. It's not always going to make everybody happy, but it is the gospel nevertheless. And this is vital. This is important. We must address this issue today. Luke chapter 9, verse 62, Jesus said unto them, or unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Let's read that again. I want us to absorb this now. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Now, we're going to be conquering this subject of backsliding today. I want us to look at what the Bible says about backsliding. I want us to look at what we can draw from these scriptures. And I want us to evaluate our own hearts today to make sure that there are no signs and no symptoms, no indicators that we are on the road leading back to the old life, to the former things, because God has not called us to the former things. He called us out of the former things. He's called us out of darkness and into light. We've got to walk therein. Now, I want us to notice in this scripture, Luke 9:62, he said, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back. Now, we're going to address backsliding today, but I want us to first understand that backsliding, before it is ever in action, before it's ever something that somebody else can detect, before they know that you've walked away from God, it's an intent of the heart. We can't always tell when somebody's heart is not right with God. You can't always, in the first stages, that is, you don't always know. There's not always anything to gauge that by other than the discernment of the Holy Spirit, and He will give us that. But sometimes it's unseen. It's a silent killer, if you will. But the Bible says looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Just looking back. Now, what is it that would cause someone to be disqualified just from looking in a different direction? We're going to talk about that this morning. We must first acknowledge that it is possible for a person to backslide once they're saved. The doctrine of eternal security has lulled the masses into believing that from the moment of conversion, there is no possibility of going to hell. What a tragic misrepresentation of Scripture. Friends, I want you to know this morning that once you're born again, it is up to you to maintain a right relationship with Christ. It's up to you to maintain that relationship. It would be like me telling my wife, Sister Carmel Clark, it'd be like me telling her, listen, we got married, we set our vows, now I'm going to go do whatever I want to do, and you're stuck with me for life. There's nothing you can do about it. Friends, that ain't the way it would work. I've used that comparison before and told you, if I don't act right, I know what's going to happen. My wife's not going to put up with that. I wouldn't put up with that from anybody. Listen, it takes a right relationship. It takes maintaining our relationship with Christ. There is no such thing as eternal security. Now, on the other hand, let me address this for everybody of the Baptist faith that has just fell out of their chair. I do believe that the devil or any person cannot take my salvation away from me. I believe that. The Bible says no man can pluck you out of my hand. And that's the truth. Nobody can take my salvation, but I can forfeit it. I can decide that I'm not going to walk in this way and turn around. We're going to read some scripture to back all this up. I'm just trying to warm the engine up this morning, all right? So let's look here and let's see what the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2, I'm going to read this scripture this morning. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20 through 22. For if rather they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them to have not known the way of righteousness than after they had known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is returned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. It's very clear by these scriptures what God's opinion of backsliding is. This is a vivid image that how God considers backsliding an awful, disgusting thing. It's a slap in the face to Christ Jesus himself, trampling the blood of Christ, going back into the world. Now, we're not just going to talk about what it means to backslide. I want to deal with the signs and the symptoms of someone turning away from this life and going back into that old lifestyle. We just read in 2 Peter 2 and 20, how that the Bible calls someone backsliding a dog returning to their vomit and a sow who has been freshly washed going back to the mire. God, he frowns. He deals harshly with the backslider. But I want to let you know this morning that if you're facing signs and symptoms that you may be trying to go back into that former life, that you feel like you're discouraged and that there's no hope for you, I want to tell you this morning, it's not too late. Jesus still loves you. He still cares for you. You can call on him today and he's going to be there for you. It's not too late. His love and mercy will endure forever. Now let's look at the scripture this morning. Revelation chapter 3. I want to read this to you. Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Now listen to what he said. Thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. And if therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. It is possible, friends, for your name to be blotted out of the book of life, even after having known the salvation of Jesus Christ. You turn away, if you go unrepentant in your sin, if you love the things of this world, you hear the gospel, you feel the drawing of the Spirit, yet you will not yield to his drawing. There comes a point in time when God will blot your name out of the book of life. You hear what Revelation says to us this morning. But there is a time of grace. There is a time of mercy that God is reaching out to the backslider in heart, to remind you this morning that his love and his mercy, they are following you. You've not left his sight. You've not escaped his vision. He is looking on from heaven this morning, and he's calling to the backslider. He's calling to the lukewarm. He's calling to the one that may have let the fire go out, that it's time to return to your former love. It's time to return to the altar. It's time that Christ be exalted on the throne of your heart once again. It's time for the fire to be rekindled. It's time for the church to rise out of her lukewarm state and to be hot with the fires of Pentecost once again. The Bible is clear at how God feels about backsliding. It's clear that God views backsliding as an offense to himself. He views it as a dog returning to her vomit, and as a sow who's been freshly washed returning to the mire. But friends, you don't have to let it get to that point today. You can come to God right now. These verses in Revelation that we've just read, Revelation 3, 1 through 6, these verses describe what action Christ takes when a person that is blood washed, whose name is written in the book of life, turns back to sin or allows sin to enter their life and chooses not to repent. Christ will literally blot their name from the book of life. That is to say that they will lose their eternal life. Sin, friends, listen to me. Sin cannot, will not ever enter into that place called heaven. Heaven is a holy city. Heaven was built by a holy God for those who have been washed with holy blood. You hear me this morning. You understand the words that I'm saying unto you. Heaven was made for a holy people who have been washed by holy blood. Under no circumstances will God ever permit sin to enter into that place. So carelessly, you and I think that we will tote things from this life in our hearts into that heavenly city, but God will never allow sin to enter there. It's only for the holy, friends. It's only for the blood washed. It's only for the sanctified in heart. It's only for the pure. We will never be able to take sin into that place. We're talking about signs and symptoms of backsliding. Signs and symptoms of backsliding. Proverbs 14 and 14, the backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. The backslider in heart is selfish in nature. They're consumed with their own desires. They're consumed with their own pleasures. They're consumed with how they can better themselves because they've turned from the knowledge of Christ. It's no longer about Christ being exalted. It's no longer about the blood of Christ being honored and revered. It's no longer about Calvary. But the old nature has crept back in, and we so unaware have slipped into a state to where we exalt the creation over the creator. But friends, I want to tell you, you take note this morning to where your heart is. Take note to where your affections are, and it will always point you back to the problem. Backsliding is a problem of the heart way before it's an outward demonstration to the world that we do not serve Christ. It's always a heart problem first. Now, you look at this backslider in heart. There's going to be some symptoms Brother David's going to share with you this morning. There's going to be some symptoms of a backslider. Now, I want you to know this first of all. Those of you that have been in this thing, you know what it means to be sold out to God. You know what it means to be full of the Holy Ghost. And this morning you're lukewarm, or you've got one foot out in the world, one foot in the church, trying to straddle this fence and have it both ways. I want to tell you that God gives his people discernment, And you may think that you're hiding. So I feel the Holy Ghost in this radio booth this morning. You may feel like you are hiding. You may feel like that you have somehow disguised distracted people from realizing that you're not right with God. But God gives us something called discernment, and He gives us the Holy Ghost to show us and lead us in truth. And I want you to know that you may think that you have God and people fooled, but somebody that's full of the Holy Ghost is going to be able to discern that there is something not right in your heart. You may have even fooled yourself into believing that you're still okay, yet you can see the clear signs and symptoms that sin is abounding in your life. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life are growing and they're becoming more strong in your life. You've not given God the time and the attention you once gave Him. You begin to focus more on yourself and less on Christ. Christ is no longer the center of your attention, the love of your life. Now He's just like a friend from a day gone by that you only communicate with once in a while. It's the signs and the symptoms of a backslidden heart. And I want to warn you today that God will deal harshly with the backslider. I said God will deal harshly with the backslider. He's given us a space to repent this morning. We ought to take God and take this chance to let God heal us. Listen to what Hosea 14:1 says. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Verse 4 says, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. I will heal their backsliding. Did you know that backsliding is a sickness that needs to be healed by God? Did you know that it's a heart condition that needs to be healed by the power of Christ this morning? Listen, Jeremiah 3:12 says, go and proclaim these words towards the north and say, return, thou backsliding Israel, sanctify the Lord, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever. Return, you backslidden children, and I will heal your backslidings. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. He wants to heal the backslidden in heart. He wants to heal you. He wants to wash you. He wants to restore you. It's not too late. What are the signs of a person beginning to backslide? First of all, every time, I don't care who it is. I don't care who they are. I don't care what their status was, what their position was. If a person takes one step in the direction of backsliding, this first point will be the reason why. This will be the reason why someone takes a step back from God. Prayerlessness in the heart of a believer. Prayer is our direct communication with God. Our submission, obedience, and victories. Spiritual growth come on our knees. To forsake the prayer closet is to turn off the means of communication with us and God. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. To deny God the time in prayer, for a child of God to turn off the communication between us and God. Let me give you an example. Me and Carmel have been married for 14 years this year. If I decided today that I will no longer speak to her, even when I'm in the house with her, even when we're laying in bed at night going to sleep, even whenever we're off on a date night together, I will not speak to her. Friends, I can tell you that ain't going to last but about one day. You hear me? That ain't going to last very long. She's not going to be married to someone that refuses to communicate with her. She's going to know there's something wrong. His heart is not tied to me. He doesn't love me like he used to love me because he doesn't want to talk to me. He's not enjoying my company. He's not basking in being in my presence. He doesn't have the affection to me like he used to. Friends, it's always a red flag when a person no longer prays like they once prayed. The heart of a child of God is going to want to communicate with God the Father. We're going to want to have communication with Him every day of our life. We're not going to want to do anything. When I rise, give me Jesus. When I lay my head down at night, give me Jesus. In the midday, give me Christ. Let my heart always be in communion with Him. I want to talk to Him. You know why? Because He talks back to me. Because I talk to Him and He talks to me. I love on Him, and He loves me back. I read His Word, and His Word feeds me. His Spirit leads and comforts me. His power gives me strength. He loves me. Prayerlessness is always an indication that someone is turning back into the world. Secondly, we've got to move on here for time's sake. Secondly, a person that is showing signs and symptoms of backsliding has an altered moral compass. I said they have an altered moral compass. The less time we spend with God, the less conviction we feel when exposed to sin. Let me say that again. The less time we spend with God, the less conviction we feel when exposed to sin. Our conversations will begin to be questionable. The jokes we laugh at, our thoughts will not be pure. The company we keep will become less and less holy. The things we view and read will drive us deeper into sin. It becomes less of an offense to our spirit whenever we begin to delve into the life of sin. The things that used to offend us no longer offend us. The things that used to disgust us no longer disgust us. We take no problem with doing the things that the world takes part in, and it doesn't offend our spirit at all. When people tell jokes or they have conversations that are off color, or you're in the company of people that do not love the Lord and they mock Him and they blaspheme His name, it does not do something to your spirit. Friends, your moral compass has been altered. Your flesh has risen up in your life and your spirit is weak. It's time to take notice today that you're not in the position you once were. Brother B.H. Clendenin said in the School of Christ, if this very moment you are not as close to God as you once were, you have backslidden to that extent. If I 5 years ago was closer to God than I am right now, then I've backslidden to that extent. I ought to be as close to God today, right now, February the 2nd, 2020. I ought to be closer to God right now than I have ever been in my entire life. And if I have not grown closer to Him, it is entirely my fault. You hear me? It's entirely my fault, because God does not move away from me, friends. I move away from Him. God does not withdraw from me, but I withdraw from Him. It's time for the church to return to her knees in the prayer closet and call on a holy God to make us holy once again. It's time for the church. Now, we ask ourselves all the time, why do we not see healings like we want to see healings? Why do we not see demons cast out like we want to see? Why do we not see the lost come to the altar and become born again like we want to see? How is it that the church is not in revival like we want it to be? But friends, I can tell you this morning that for the most part, the church has begun to show one or two or three or more signs and symptoms that they are in a backslidden condition, and God has not gone unnoticed, friend. He has taken notice to our condition, and God will not bless sin. He will not bless sin. Let's move on here. Thirdly, I'm going to try not to make anybody mad at me this morning, but thirdly, a sign and a symptom of backsliding is going to always be unfaithfulness. Someone whose heart is turned away from God is not going to be faithful. They're not going to be committed to Him. God won't be able to trust them with anything. He won't be able to give them any type of work to do. He won't be able to to entrust them with a calling or with a ministry because their hearts are not rooted and grounded. They've looked back. They had their hand on the plow, as the scripture said in Luke 9. They have their hand on the plow, but their heart is in that world. They've looked over their shoulder to see what it was like on the other side of that fence. They've gotten their heart attached to something or someone that is pulling on them and calling them. I want to tell you this morning that a child of God who loves the Lord, who's on fire for God, they're going to be faithful. Faithful to what, Brother David? Let me explain. They're going to be faithful to God in all things. The Spirit of God spoke to me a while back. I put the date in my Bible here. Let me look at it. I was praying about something in my own life, wanting God to move and needing God to help me in a specific way. And I was praying in the choir at church one service after church in the altar service, and the Holy Ghost spoke to me, and this is what he said. This was December the 18th of 2017. While I was in prayer, I wrote in my Bible here, the Holy Ghost spoke and said, "Be faithful in all things. Be faithful in all things." Now, I took that to prayer because I didn't understand what God was asking of me at the time. And over time, as I sought his face, he began to show me there were areas in my life where I was not being as faithful to God as what he wanted me to be. I was not giving of myself as completely that he wanted me to give myself. There were areas that I were holding back. There were little rooms and closets in my heart that I was withholding from God. And as I begin to release control and I begin to give God access and I begin to relinquish control to God, he began to work that work in my heart. God always requires 100% of faithfulness from his church. The backslidden in heart will look for reasons to lay out of church. Sunday school. Ministry activities, supporting the church in offerings and tithes and witnessing, etc. They'll always find excuses for why they can't do something. Unfaithfulness is a sign and a symptom of a backslidden heart. Someone does not just become unfaithful because they don't like to do anything. They're unfaithful because they're not in love with Jesus. If you love someone, you will serve them. I think about this week. My wife had surgery last week on Tuesday, and there are things I've had to do for her and help her and to be her nurse and to take care of her. And I'm not ashamed to say that, and I wouldn't embarrass her by saying that. I've had to help her in her recovery. But I did those things without a question because I love her. I will serve her and I will be faithful to her because I love her. My heart is joined to her. There's nothing I would not do to help her or to help her succeed in life. I want to be faithful to her because I love her with all of my heart. Listen, even more so, the God of heaven gave all for me. Jesus Christ shed his blood for me. Why would I not want to be faithful in all things? Fourthly here, I got to hurry. I got less than 2 minutes left. Fourthly, a person who's got signs and symptoms of backsliding are going to be discontent. You listen to me. They're going to complain about everything. Nobody makes them happy. They'll carry that spirit of discontentment, and it'll flourish. It'll grow, and it's contagious. They'll try to spread that discord to everybody they meet. You ever met somebody and ask them how they're doing, and you immediately regretted the decision? Ask them how they're doing. They don't have nothing good to say. Nothing glorifies Christ. Everything is woe is me. Everything's negativity. The person who is not in love with Christ will not be content with anything. Fifthly, they'll blame others. A lack of personal accountability for our own sin. Blaming the devil, the pastor, everyone else, when all along the reason they are backslidden is their own negligence. Friends, I'm out of time this morning. I got more to say, no time. But I want to tell you that if you have backslidden in your heart or if you've been looking back, this is the day. Run to Christ. Run to Christ this morning. Let him renew a hot, thriving love in your spirit for him. Let him let you fall in love with him again. Look on Calvary and love him with everything within you. He's coming. Jesus is coming. It's time for us to love him and serve him. God bless you. I'm praying for you. Let's get in the house of God this morning. I'll see you back next week, 8:30 for the weekly broadcast. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to hear Brother Tommy and Brother David this Sunday. Follow them on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you'll find information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and may God bless you.